Hey guys, we're back again after the world's longest absence. Absence! Anyways, today we have a guest, Chad Barfield. Chad, say hi.
Hey,
anyways, what I was saying... Nate, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Nate.
Yeah, Nate hasn't had enough sugar today, so he's not as exciting and interesting.
And if y'all know anything about me, I also haven't had enough sugar today either, seeing as my life does depend on it.
He's extremely white.
Yeah.
Yes. He likes to eat cheese by the countryside while his wife sings yodels to him.
Oh, Yaler.
Classic. Anyways.
Sam, I don't have a wife.
He listens to classical music while he counts all of his Benjamins.
Nerd, imagine not having a wife. Classic.
Well, listen, podcast, I guess, listeners, this is the first time I've ever sat on a podcast, and
such a grandpa.
I'm a big fan of Sam and Nate's show here, so it really does mean a lot to be here. Yes. And I've been asking them for a long time, if I can give you any context. I've been asking them for months. And yeah. Seems as though our schedules have been booked, but I'm happy to be on the block with them after their long absence.
Yeah, I'm a busy man. I defied Terrell the other day.
Hey, change my 4 o'clock to 5. I can't have lunch with my niece.
Y'all joke around, but I actually do that.
See, they are
businessmen.
They are proving their busyness of their business. If you're tracking with me,
yeah. The wait list is insane. We already got like 80 people waiting right now. They're all fussing at me. They're saying, "Sam, when am I getting on?" I'm like,
"I got
hey,
Cheryl holding on the phone right now."
So, Nate and Sam, I'm just curious. I don't know if people know, but what is your favorite part about doing this podcast as the owners of it?
Probably getting to bully Nate verbally without any repercussions.
Well, I like seeing how people react to it. Like, I made this one joke one time, and two people told me that they thought it was, like, really funny. I called Sam.
Nate, speak louder.
I better not. There's a meeting in the other room.
There's no meetings. All the meetings are done for the
day. Classic. Anyways, enough of Nate. We gotta go. Hey guys, anyways, this is what we're doing today. First, we're going to have Chad ask us some questions, which has never been done before.
We're not talking right now.
Be
quiet.
Yeah, Chad, chill out. Gosh, Chad talks way too much.
Be quiet, Chad. We're trying to have a transition here.
Gosh, Chad, you're so white. Come on, get out of here. Anyways, guys, today, first thing on the agenda, Chad's going to ask us some questions. Never been done before in Sam and Nate. History, okay, we ask the questions, okay, but this is making history, it's making strides.
This is the Womnire, this is the...
Anyways, classic Nate. Then we're gonna move on to the, emotional yet heartwarming invention idea, which is on the title, and we haven't even picked one yet. We're just kind of going as we're not sure yet, but we'll get to it when the time comes, and then we'll do Sam and Nate's quotes of the week. Used to be Nate's quotes of the week, but Sam was just too good to be left out of it, you know, so
Sam,
we had to include him.
And
then after that, we'll move on to the fake ad. Maybe Chad Barfield will get a hit in there, you know? Be the first person to ever make an ad other than me and Nate, you know? Then who knows what will happen, you know? It's crazy stuff. Heartwarming. Emotional. Ramblings. Anyways, okay. Bye. Oh, wait. Nate wants to say something. Psych. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, so in this portion, as Sam described, I'm just going to ask these guys a few questions. I feel like it's important maybe to introduce what I do. Is that fair, boys? You think so? Okay. So Sam and Nate, they go to our church in Auburn, Alabama. We know people all over the world listen here. And if you don't know about the state of Alabama, you're not missing much.
Yeah, there's not much here.
Except for a few good restaurants and not a lot of traffic, which we're thankful for.
And the best people in the world.
That is true.
We
do claim to have some of the best people in the world. So I get the privilege and opportunity of being these two's youth leader at our church here. They're some of my favorite guys to be around. So I figured it'd be cool to ask them, Sam and Nate, what is your guys' favorite part about being an ACC youth?
Yes, the church is called Auburn Community Church.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not a church, okay? It's a street mall.
It's a movement.
Yes.
What is our favorite part?
Uh-huh.
Probably just, like, tables breaking, you know, the classic holes in walls, which can be taken. This could be taken anyway because literally everything happens at this church. I mean, you name it, it's been done, okay? Just people jumping off of buildings, done it,
okay? That's questionable.
what else? I don't know.
I know what we've done here.
Me personally, my favorite part is probably wake.
Yeah, I like that.
If you want to know what wake is, at wake what we do is you want to take this over?
Yeah, okay. Anyways, it's basically like fun, loud get-together inside the lobby of our church. And there's pizza and fine dining and wine that they serve to minors.
No, sometimes when we're partying...
They don't serve to minors, I promise.
It be noted.
Sometimes when we're partying...
ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're partying, we like to crowd surf, yes, except most people don't
actually,
do that.
Yeah, actually, Nate legitimately has crowd surfed here before.
Like, three times.
So, listeners, this is what you need to know.
I'm a cool dude.
Sam and Nate are both legends of our youth ministry.
Not to brag.
They were tiptoeing all around it, but what we do is we come in, we have some food, some drinks, we go in, we worship a little bit, we get to talk about Jesus, and then we respond in worship, and these guys are always front row leading the charge, and that's why it sort of feels like an honor to be on the podcast today, because people know these guys in Auburn, and I want you guys to know them around the world. So, special stuff. If you're listening, you gotta get to know these guys. You need to follow ACC Youth for some good content. You'll likely see their faces on there because they're the face of the whole thing.
We're icons.
Selena Gomez. Who is her?
Who that?
Who that?
Who is she?
All right, second question, boys. So, Sam, you just got your license recently. Sam is now driving. In fact, they drove to come see me today where I work.
Yeah.
And Sam and Nate, I'm curious. Where is your favorite place that you have traveled with just y'all two together? It could be McDonald's or it could be your grandma's house.
Absolutely, Chad. I cannot agree more with that statement.
Okay,
it's a question, not a statement.
My favorite place that we've ever driven to, by far, the public bathroom. I just have to say, they had these toilets and they were weird because you squat and you sit down, there's two bars that you have to hold. Just like the Japanese public bathrooms.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And you heard it here first. Do y'all have any questions for me quickly? Those are the only two I wanted to ask y'all.
Ladies, big question for Chad.
Wow.
He is single.
He is single, question mark? Sam, yes, I am single. I'm hoping that this podcast does change that.
Scale 1 to 10, I would say...
Rate my voice.
9.9, voice... 9.8.
I'll take it.
And, yeah, he's, like, 9 foot tall.
That's the opposite.
He's related to Shrek.
He's so Shreksy.
Shrek!
He has a unibrow, and he has 9-inch long hairs, and...
Yeah.
Fun fact, he can't do a Bill Cosby impression.
Rudy, you got the Jell-O.
Pudding Pop.
Jell-O Pudding Pops.
Okay, guys, we're with the invention idea, and Nate is here to, he's not here for the podcast, he's just here to tell us his invention idea, right, Nate?
Right on.
Okay, stop that.
Okay. Okay, so the invention idea is called the Nader. So as we know, everybody wants to be like Nate, and you can today for only $999.99. So it comes in a box.
Easy money.
With two kits. The first kit is Nate's clothes kit. So you can wear my very own clothes, even if it hasn't been washed for 3 months. And then the second kit is the Nate hair kit, Nate's hairstyle kit. And the box
His personal hair.
The box is empty because there's nothing, because I never do my hair.
The clothes are organically taken from his closet in the middle of the night while he is sleeping by Sam and inserted into a box which is shipped all the way to China and then to your house.
Sam, I just have to... Okay, then you come, and then it has a note, and it says, "For all the ladies that were wondering, Nate is single and very Shreksy." And then there's nothing else. But I know for all those people that are very into me, you can get your very own Nader kit to get today for only $999.99999999999.
Hey guys, now we're on to the quotes of the week. And I'm gonna just kick us off right now. First quote is, I have no idea whose quote that was, but
it smelled bad.
Smelled bad. Someone didn't brush their teeth last night. I'm not gonna say who, but me.
Chad.
Anyways, first quote is, "Yo, dog, wanna tickle my pickle for a nickel?" Again, I have no idea who said that, and also I'm a minor, so I cannot be held accountable for this. Okay, now on to Chad.
Quote number two. "You look like a snazzier version of Buzz Lightyear."
Shout out Ben in my community group.
Ben.
Classic Ben.
Okay. Wait, Ben McCurry?
Yeah, that's what I was coming up.
Good for you, Ben.
I'm going to say this one. I'm attracted to bald people.
That was Nate's
confession to you all. If you're bald, you better watch out.
I have a very big celebrity crush on Lex Luthor.
Classic. Anyways, the next one is, "I karate chop people's fingers on the daily." I'm pretty sure that was Nate's, but it was amazing. Okay, now Chad.
Quote number five or six, "Get out of my will."
Yeah, get out of here.
We both said that to each other, I remember.
Nate, say that one, Nate. Nate, no, not that one.
Stop. Don't run over my brother. He's not stupid.
Oh, my goodness. You for real read the wrong one. Oh, my goodness.
"Don't run over my brother. He's not stupid. He's mentally challenged." I was talking about Sam.
Okay. And the next one. The next one is, "I wanted to jump a Norwegian goat."
That was
classic. Me. That had to be Nate. Okay.
Where are we at with this one?
We're right here. On to Chad. Don't mess up, Chad.
Can I do this one?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even read that one. Okay. Read that one.
"When I grow up, I'm going to run a pyramid scheme out of the back of a McDonald's restroom."
That was Nate. 100%. I know that was Nate. Okay.
I'm going to do mine now. Okay.
Do that one.
Back when my balls still worked, that was Captain America.
Oh, man, that was me. Wait, let me do it.
Back when my balls still worked, I was Captain America.
Okay, and then this last one was me.
You were Captain America. It was Carol.
This last one was me, but I'm gonna let Chad say it.
"Get out of my car, you little rambunctious rascal."
Yeah, get out of my car, you little rambunctious rascal.
See, now, though I was not here for many of these quotes, I do
I do love
them. I'll poke your eyes out with my stilts.
Papa della noche, hola, hola, papa della noche. Me gusta pizza, me gusta pizza. I love the pizza, me gusta ravioli, me gusta noodles. I love the pizza, me gusta papa della noche. Me gusta los huevos en la mañana. Donde la pizza, donde la pizza. Give me more pizza, I love the pizza.
That was an advertisement from Bill Jenkins' Pizza Emporium.
Hey, Jerry, this isn't Italy. This is a pizza restaurant in New York.
Hey, I'm walking in.
Where Joe is he?
I'm pooping in a cardboard box on the subway.
Japanese public bathrooms.
Classic.
Well, Get Random with Sam and Nate, it has been an absolute honor to be on this podcast with you guys. Again, if I can do anything for you, just reach out to Sam and Nate and they'll get to me. Because if you ask it, I'll do it. And I do mean that.
Yeah, we will be putting Chad's personal cell phone number, his address, if you want to go egg his house.
Which is true because they have done that mildly.
Vandalize his car.
One time I did that.
Both of us.
One time I actually did that.
Just kidding. We didn't do that.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. No, no.
No pic, no proof, so there was nothing. But this has been a blast. Yeah. Thank you all for having me. Get Random.
Oh. I'll edit this out.